Australia's first purpose-built establishment for convict women sent to the colony of New South Wales was built on a four-acre portion of land on the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. Designed by emancipated convict Frances Greenway, the foundation stone of the female factory was laid in 1818 by Governor Macquarie. In 1821, convict women were transferred from their living spaces above the town jail. The female factory operated as an assignment depot, prison, place of industry, and medical facility until 1847, when it was repurposed as an invalid and lunatic asylum. Here, local Parramatta historian Anne Matthews talks about the transition from female factory to lunatic asylum.
Towards the end of the factory, after the transportation of female convicts finished, the female factory became redundant. It just had the infirmed or the what was classed as the asylum inmates, the odd one that was sent there for a few days for being drunk in the street. So in 1848 it was taken over by the asylum. They bought out the people from the other asylums and it became the main asylum along with Gladesville.
You have been listening to local historian Anne Matthews share her knowledge of the Parramatta female factory. This recording was prepared by the City of Parramatta Council in 2018 and features music by Chad Crouch. The City of Parramatta acknowledges the Darug people as the traditional custodians of the land on which the female factory buildings stand.